Hello there. So, you wanted to be used, Your words, not mine. It's your lucky day, then. I'm so sorry I had to drug you, but if you were fully conscious, that would spoil the surprise. What? Looking for your clothes? I'll give them back, I promise. All in good time. Those jeans looked so good on your perfect ass. But they were in my way. I wanted you completely naked, here, in my basement. Chained to this cross, just like this. Arms and legs wide apart. Kind of like a gladiator prepared for flogging for the pleasure of a high-born Roman lady. An idea for our next scene, perhaps? So sorry about my handcuffs. They might not be big enough for your wrists, and definitely not for your ankles. But I couldn't trust ropes when it comes to such strong arms. Such a beast of a man. You probably wonder how exactly I'm going to use you if you're to be handcuffed like this. Yeah? I shall use you as a mirror. Am I the fairest? The sexiest? Judging by your reaction, I am. And we've only just begun. I want you to stay as you are until I get enough of teasing you. I must get back at you for all the deliciously dirty fantasies you share in GWA. Why is it men who always complain about the cruelty of being teased? Girls get frustrated over that too. And I wanted you to get at least some idea of what real frustration is. What was that? So hard to make anything out through that gag. No, dear boy. Now I'm gonna do the talking. Later I might let you speak. I might let you beg. You beg so prettily. All the little whimpers and the heavy breathing and the panting and the groaning. And I will just sit in this chair right in front of you. So close that you could smell my arousal. You want a better look? Perhaps I should pull up my t-shirt. Spread my legs a bit wider and lean back. No panties. I got them soaking wet when I thought of how I would tease you, and I had to take them off. Would you like to see what I usually do listening to you each time I sneak down here? I take off all my clothes. And sit like this in front of the mirror. Yes, that one behind your back. I put on my headphones to hear you whisper and groan into my ear and start touching myself. First, I just glide my hands all over my body. But I don't have the patience, and I usually go straight to my thighs and push them apart with my hands, pretending that you do it. Or that you order me to do it. And then I start rubbing and tapping, slapping my clit. And just like that, Not always with my fingers. I have so many toys here. I'll show you. And this one... this one is my favorite. It's a bit bigger than your cock, I see now. But a girl can dream, right? You see all those veins? And the way it gets thicker and thicker towards the base? And this thing? It vibrates. When I push it all the way in. It gets pressed right against my clit. Oh, right where I need it. Works like a charm. Oh, I'm so wet already. Do you want a taste? Just kidding, I'm not taking that gag off. Not yet. Perhaps I'll just rub it off on your face, or your chest, or your big, throbbing cock. You like it? I thought so. You have a thing for that wetness. You'd drink it up and swim in it if you could. So slippery. Perhaps I should get my fingers wet again and reach between your legs from behind. You have a thing for that too, don't you? Such a dirty boy. Don't struggle. Nobody's gonna hurt you. At least not now. And nobody is fingering your ass. Pity, right? My sweet boy, are you weeping? No? Well, your cock is. All this pre-cum. I bet it tastes delicious. Would you like me to lick your cock? Would you like me to suck it deep into my hot, hot mouth? Hold it there, working my tongue around you until you come right down my throat. Would you like that? So would I, but not tonight. I'll just squeeze you between my thighs like this and rub your cock a bit against my wet, warm cunt. You're so hard. Rock hard. Must be aching like hell. Desperate to fuck my tight, wet cunt for so long. Torture. You can buck your hips and whimper all you want. Oh, yes. Okay, maybe just the tip. One, two, three. And that's all you're gonna get. Oh, look at all that sweat. And the way you shudder and growl and struggle. If it weren't for the handcuffs, well, I wouldn't want to be me. You would probably bend me over this chair and just ravish me. Floor would work too, on all fours like a bitch in heat. I can already feel your balls slapping against my clit as you're pounding into me and spanking my ass and pulling my hair. But then, The way you're all worked up right now, you'd probably come in a minute. Not much fun for me. This is getting boring. After all, your voice is why you're here in the first place. It's such a shame I can't hear it, not properly, with that gag in place. Let's get rid of it, shall we? There. You happy now? Oh, the way you pant, my poor boy. And all that spit. Anything you wanted to say? Oh. Damn it. Your voice. Oh, say that again. The way you moan so much. So hungry for me. So desperate. Oh. Say it again. I love it. What did you call me? Yeah. Yes. Oh. Oh, beg for it like a good boy. For me. Growl more. It's so fucking hot. You would? You would what? Oh god, keep talking. Oh yeah. Oh, more. Oh. Stop talking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would. Oh. Don't stop. I love the way you ramble so much. So I'm your mistress? Hmm? Even as I am now, naked, on my knees before you, ready to take your cock in my mouth. Oh yeah. We'll say it again. Ah, you turn it all backwards, damn you. But, oh, I'd do anything to hear you beg like that. I will suck your thick, hard cock all night. Milk you to the very, last drop. But please. Oh, please, never stop talking. Fuck my slut mouth. Deep. And hard. But don't stop talking. Mm. Mm-hmm.